I talked about this in a YouTube video earlier this week. And by the way, if you want to find my YouTube channel, you can search for my name on YouTube. You can type Florentin Tiche, and that's Florentin, and the last name is Tiche, Tise. And in my last video, a couple of days ago, it was actually on Bach's birthday. I recorded my ninth episode of what I call Music Drive, and I spoke about Bach and some of my favorite music by Bach. So in that video, I said that probably the top composition for me from Bach is St. Matthew's Passion. And I also like the Brandenburg Concertos. That's a set of six concertos. That's instrumental music. And there's six of them. And I think my favorite one is the second one, simply because when I was in music school, I went to DePaul University and I majored in classical guitar performance and music education, choral pedagogy, for my undergraduate. And then I remember at the end of my first year, in our musicianship class, which is music theory and history combined together, our professor in the first year was Dr. Voss. He was an amazing man, an amazing musician, very kind man. He was an expert in Baroque music, I mean, as far as I could tell. And I remember that for one of our final exams in that class, he had us really study that second Brandenburg Concerto, and we had a long, difficult, detailed written test on that. So I think I have it memorized after having listened to it so many times. Later in that semester, we had a longer exam on Handel's Messiah, which was even more difficult. But, anyways, that's a different topic for a different day. So if I were to pick two major works by Bach that I favor, it would probably be St. Matthew's Passion and six Brandenburg Concertos, and especially that second one. Being a classical guitarist, of course, I am nuts about his lute music. He wrote four lute suites for solo lute. My favorite one is the first one in E minor, 996. It's an E minor. I've played that in recital for my exams. That's actually the Bore in that suite is one of is the first Bach piece I ever tried to learn when I was like 11 years old. So I've played that for years. Also, anything that was transcribed for the guitar from his solo violin works and cello, all of that stuff is really amazing to play and even to just listen to. One more thing I'd like to say before I close this podcast would be my respect for Bach's character. Now, Bach was one of those musicians that I guess he would have had the right to be proud and a show-off because he was so good. And in spite of being so good, he chose to be a modest man, a humble man. And I really admire that about him. That's really awesome to read about Bach being a humble man. He was also a devout Christian. I believe he was a Lutheran, if I'm not mistaken. He was also a great family man. I believe he had as many as 19 or 20 children over the years. They didn't all survive because back then, birth was a difficult event. So not all mothers and not all babies would survive. So I don't know how many children did survive, but I think he did have 19 or 20 children altogether. And it's really great to read that a man like that, having so much musical talent and success, managed to be a good family man and managed to be a good Christian, and a man of character. And a humble and a modest man. I really appreciate that about him. I think I'll stop the podcast here. Again, this was not written out, so I'm just sitting here kind of rambling my thoughts about Johann Sebastian Bach. I encourage you to listen to some of his music this weekend if you get a chance. Easily accessible on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes. You can just type J.S. Bach. You can start by listening to maybe one of the Brandenburg Concertos, or if you want to listen to some guitar music, you can just some of my favorite guitarists that play Bach with, are, of course, David Russell, John Williams. If you listen to John Williams's performance of the Four Lute Suites, those are amazing. There's also this great guitarist on YouTube. His name is Florentin Tische. Just kidding. Just joking there, but I do have some music by Bach recorded on my YouTube channel if you want to check it out. So you can't go wrong with Bach, whether it's vocal music or instrumental music, choral music, orchestral music. It's just amazing stuff. So I think this is it for this podcast. It's my third episode. If you made it to the end of this one, thank you very much for listening. I know that the number of listeners is small for now. I only got started a few weeks ago. I'm gonna try and do about one of these every week, at least. I'm also gonna look for ways to incorporate some of my music in these podcasts. That would be awesome, because I'm not the kind of musician that likes to just talk about it. I play and I make lots of music, and I'm looking for ways to incorporate some of that into my podcasts in the next few weeks or so. Anyways, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here with me. Have a great weekend, and see you in the next episode. Bye bye now. Hello, and welcome to the Music Corner podcast. My name is Florentin, and this is episode number 3, in which I want to discuss the music and life of Johann Sebastian Bach briefly. Now, this week we celebrated Bach's birthday. If he were alive today, he would actually be 334 years old. He lived from 1685 until 1750, so he lived during the Baroque period. Musicians classify the last few hundred years of music writing, beginning with maybe the Renaissance in the 15 and first half of the 1600s, and then you have the Baroque period, which goes from like 1680s to about 1750, which is the lifespan of Johann Sebastian Bach, really. Then you have the Classical period, which is shorter, from around 1750 to around 1800. Then you have the Romantic period, which is about 100 years long, from 1800 to 1900 or so. And then you have the modern period, which is from 1900 until today. So Bach lived in the Baroque period, and this episode, I'm not reading a script. I didn't take notes before this. I'm just sitting here, just sharing some of my favorite things about the life and music of my absolute favorite composer that ever lived, Johann Sebastian Bach. So he lived in Germany. He is considered by many musicians and music historians as being part of the top three composers that ever lived in our recent history, anyways. And those three would be Bach, Mozart, and Beethoven. And this would be based on the amount of music that they wrote, and also based on the impact that their music made and still makes in the music scene in the last few centuries and until today. So Bach definitely deserves a spot in that top three category, and many musicians and music historians would consider him to be the number one composer in the last few centuries for sure. For me, he's absolutely my favorite, most favorite number one composer that ever lived. His life story, his music, his character, and everything else that he about him, I totally respect and honor. So just a few things. For example, one of my favorite stories is about his childhood and about his being self-taught. And I can relate to that story because I was self-taught for many years. So we read about Bach's childhood. He was an orphan at an early age and was raised by his older brother Christoph. And we read about Bach sneaking into his brother's room and stealing music manuscripts late at night and hiding in the attic and copying them down by candlelight or by moonlight. Apparently, there was this crack in the roof and in the roof, and the moonlight would creep through, or by candlelight, something like that. And he would copy all these manuscripts. And during the day, when his brother would go to work, then Bach would practice the music and teach himself that way. Some people believe that the blindness that Bach experienced in the last period of his life could have been related, could have been caused by the many hours that he apparently spent in his childhood reading and copying manuscripts by candlelight. I don't know if that's factual or not, but I did read some comments about that. Many musicians today, myself included, can relate to the struggles that Bach must have went through, must have gone through as a child. In my last podcast, I shared about my own childhood in Romania, a poor country in the early 70s and in the 80s. And I can definitely relate that when somebody has a difficult childhood. I mean, I had a loving family, so that was not the problem, but we were in a poor country and it was difficult to get lessons and to get instruments and to get books. So the fact that it was so difficult to learn, I think, made me that much stronger and that much more determined to learn. And I think that many musicians who are self-taught would agree with that, that if you go through difficult circumstances, if you really want to accomplish what you want to accomplish, those difficult circumstances can actually make you stronger. So I really like that story about Bach's childhood and about his being self-taught. Some of my favorite compositions, but before I get into that, I want to talk about Bach's counterpoint. If you don't know what counterpoint is, you can look that up in a music dictionary. And basically, counterpoint is when you have two or more different melodies, two or more different tunes that could stand on their own as individual melodies. But when you put them together and you play them at the same time, even though they have different rhythms and different directions that they go into, they click and they work together and they complement each other. And it's a very clever, creative, and great sounding way to write music. It's called counterpoint. A lot of Bach's music contains wonderful, amazing counterpoint. And he was considered and is still considered the king of counterpoint. For example, if you listen to his fugues, to his gigues, you're gonna hear lots of great, amazing counterpoint there. Some of my favorite music works of Bach, I'll just pick two for now, that are non-guitar music. I'm a guitarist, I'm a classical guitarist, so I'm not gonna go with that first. Just some orchestral and choral works that I really enjoy. Probably my number one most favorite work by Bach would be his Saint Matthew's Passion in B minor, which is just amazing. I must have listened to that entire work hundreds of times, back in the early 90s, for example.